Step right up, Hugh. Meet the Sixers.
Hey.
All right, welcome back. We're going to get back to the Eagles conversation and Jalen Hurts, because at least it's exciting that we might have a quarterback playing at a very high level again. You know what's not exciting?
What's that?
The Sixers.
Oh, it's interesting. I wouldn't say it wasn't exciting. It's interesting.
Excuse me?
It's a circus.
Wait a minute.
But I didn't pay for the circus. I paid for a basketball team.
No. Before I give you the reason why, I'm going to let Joe finish, set it up before I give you the reasons why. I think it's very, very interesting.
Well, I mean, it's interesting, like, you can't look away, it's so bad type of thing.
Well, it's interesting because I'm like, wow.
Well,
how does all this transpire?
Well, this is the Sixers. All right, so the latest here yesterday, let's hear from Shams, as the Sixers were fined $100,000 for, I mean, he'll say it, but let's just be real about it, for lying to us about what's going on with Joel Embiid. Here's Shams.
I'm told that the NBA has fined the Sixers $100,000 essentially for misrepresenting the health status of Joel Embiid. The league specifically cited comments made by Daryl Morey and Nick Nurse over the last few weeks, and what they've said is that Joel Embiid's in great shape. He's lost 20 to 25 pounds, that there's no injury, no re-injury. And the league investigation found that there is no issue with the player participation policy with his games missed, but inconsistent comments by the team that have misrepresented his status on the Sixers, and the fact that he has not played so far this season. He's going to be out on Wednesday as well.
You know what I love when professional people talk and use, like, regular words in professional ways, like misrepresent. You know what that's another word for?
Lying.
Lying. The Sixers lied to you. That's what they did when the season started.
I mean, but we knew that.
Yeah, we did. We snuffed that out right away because it was, why? Because healthy players don't sit unless there is a plan for, whatever the number of games they're going to play. That doesn't happen in sports. It never does. And it certainly isn't happening now. Joel Embiid is not healthy. Let's hear yesterday as Nick Nurse is reaching his boiling point, as he checks the boxes here of time with the Sixers, reached the boiling point with Embiid nonsense. Here's Nurse yesterday answering questions. This is interesting stuff.
Nick, obviously we got to worry about Joel and Paul. In terms of their participation in practice today, were they able to do any live 5-on-5 or anything like that today?
You guys got the update. They were in parts of practice. On we go. Go ahead.
It sounded like you guys went pretty hard for a good chunk of time today during practice. What was the focus, or were we trying to help?
Just trying to establish and maintain some type of identity and toughness of who we want to be and who we are and how we want to play, which finally showed up there 3 games in. Just staying on that track.
With Joel's plan,
I'm not going to answer. Go ahead. Anybody else got anything? They've given you the updates on that, right? They've given you the updates on Joel. Go ahead.
1 year and 3 games in, Nick Nurse
irritated.
Has reached his boiling point with
thoroughly
this.
Thoroughly irritated. I don't blame Coach Nurse for this, and I'll tell you why. Listening to him talk, I feel like he's in a situation where it's fluid for him, and he's getting it as it comes to him. And his job is to try to field the best possible basketball team that he can. And right now, it's unfortunate for him, he's not able to do that. So he has to sit out there and answer questions about situations that he's probably just getting briefed on right before he goes out there to the press conference. That's what it sounds like to me. And he's trying his damnedest not to throw anybody under the bus. And sometimes, in order not to get caught in a lie, you just keep it simple. Hey, stop asking me. Stop asking me questions. Like, or just say, I don't know what to tell you. You got the printout or whatever.
Yep.
Just keep it simple, man. And that's what it kind of feels like to me.
Well, here's the latest as we try to figure out what the heck's going on with Joel Embiid. We know he's not going to play tonight. We know Nick Nurse is annoyed. We know the Sixers lied. They were fined, right? So what's really going on? This is the latest from The Athletic just this morning. All right, I'm going to quote the article. Quote, one league source with knowledge of the NBA's investigation said that while it is true Embiid did not suffer a new injury to his surgically repaired left knee during the Olympics, the knee was unstable enough that there was concern about further damage being done if Embiid had played last week. He has an unstable knee, according to The Athletic. Hugh, you know what I go back to? Remember last year when he had the surgery?
Mm-hmm.
There were two options. There were two things they told us. They told us he could have the full meniscus repair. and he would miss the playoffs last year, and he'd probably miss the Olympics, or he could do the partial meniscus repair. But if you do that, and I remember when that story came out, part of it was there is a chance of arthritis developing. The more you keep trimming that meniscus, there's no padding left, and you could develop early arthritis. That's what it feels like we're dealing with here. He has a chronic knee issue. And when I hear it, when I read that, quote, the knee was unstable enough that there was concern about further damage being done, that's alarming. I mean, that sounds like even when he comes back, we're not going to be sure he's okay.
He's not good. Do you know what? Do you know why I find this story fascinating and intriguing at the same time? It's because there were patterns that show that maybe Joel Embiid was hurt. Like, go back to the Olympics. As Kyle look at me, I'm tie it up, Kyle. I got you. I'm not gonna irritate you. I promise you.
Well, we'll see.
But during the Olympics, there was a stretch where he wasn't playing well, and they had to bench him a little bit and all this other stuff. So then he comes back home, and as a former athlete, when you start, like, teams are always looking for reasons not to give you money. Like, that's just how it works. They're looking for reasons not to want to pay you. Somebody up top with this degenerative knee that I'm pretty sure you took a physical for before they decided to pay you. They saw that your knee was crunchy. No, seriously, because like anybody.
the word crunchy for a knee.
No, listen.
Ouch.
Because anybody that has degenerative knees, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Because when you move your knee and you feel it, it feels like it's crunching. Because I'm moving mine right now and it's crunchy inside. This man has a crunchy knee and they do these little knee exercises, stuff to show where your knee is without even doing an MRI or whatever. They did all of that to Joel Embiid. And somebody said, damn it, we're going to give you $190 million. Where can I get in line for that kind of incentive? I need that in my life.
Just go over to Camden. The Sixers are giving it out left and right.
Since y'all giving away money and Buddy ain't played all year long, can I get on that plan? What position could I play? Point guard?
No. With your speed at this stage, stop. Yeah,
at my advanced age, no, not at all.
You're going to sit that bench.
That's the thing that kind of blows my mind through all of this. You decided, and I'm assuming because you were afraid that he might go somewhere else, but hell, he might not even play. We talked about a few weeks ago, 45 games. Hell, we might not even get 20 at this point.
So when's the truth going to come out? Like, when are they going to tell us he has a chronic knee condition?
Is this a golden parachute for Joel Embiid?
Golden parachute? They think they're going to win the NBA title.
No, this feels like a golden parachute.
A thank you for what?
I don't know. For being here?
Thanks for all those second-round trips,
buddy. For putting
buddy.
Butts in seats.
Man, That is it.
This feels like it might be a golden parachute.
Oh, my gosh.
He's hurt. And I'm not trying to bash Joel Embiid because I feel like he won in this situation, and the reason why I felt like he won because he got $190 million in the offseason.
Screw that.
And didn't do a damn
thing.
I'm
actually more annoyed at the Sixers than him right
now. Yeah, because it's not his fault. They decided to pay him. I'm not mad at him.
If he has an arthritic knee, it's
unfortunate.
And they
gave him money. They gave him money. They re-upped him with the knee that he's on, and we ain't seen him yet.
It's a joke. I mean, the fact that it keeps coming out little by little, and they're just, like, they're pretending. Like, when is Daryl Morey going to get in front of a microphone and say, this is what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, they're just trotting Nurse out there to get annoyed at Dave Uram. Like, this is how it works.
It's getting worse and worse.
Of course it is.
Remember when this stuff first started coming out, and we went through, like, what the three possible scenarios were for what this could end up being? This, of those three, I feel like is the worst one. There's something wrong with his knee that's never actually going to fully get better.
Mm-mm.
The meniscus surgery is piled up.
They decided to give him $190 million.
Yeah, and his knee's now just a weaker version of the knee that of any knee he's ever had. It's been scraped away, basically.
And it tells me that there's never going to be any consistency. Like, he'll come back.
Right.
He's going to play again. Maybe he'll play for 2 weeks and feel fine, but then
he's going to be dealing with this for the rest of his career.
Yes.
And it's not going to get better from here. The arrow is now pointing down officially. You can start the clock on Joel Embiid's career, the arrow pointing down.
And it's impossible to get excited for the team because we have, like, day to day.
You already know it's going to be a day to, like you said, day to day proposition.
We'll have no idea if he's in or out. Or, like,
he already
I was going to feel
playing,
a certain
he ain't
week.
Playing no back to backs.
Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous. 215-592-9494 for your reaction to the latest on Embiid, the report from The Athletic that it's a chronic knee condition here. That, quote, the knee was unstable enough. There was concern about further damage being done if Embiid had played last week. So, like, what does that mean? Like, if they thought further damage last week, when is he coming back to play? Like, how long until this thing is strong enough that they don't worry about that?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Well, I'd say it's going to be about 2 weeks. If his knee is not strong enough, it's because what they try to do, because I've had, like, I haven't had the surgery, but you try to strengthen the muscles around the knee to take some of the pressure off of the knee. And that's, I guess that's what they're going to try to do. I don't know how long that's going to take for him, but that's what it kind of sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like the Sixers tried to pull the wool over our eyes. And as always, the truth comes out. 215-592-9494. All right, that's how you hop, bro. You can react to the Embiid thing. Of course, this hour also sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly. So fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes. All right, let's grab Anthony, and then we got to let you hear what Chase Daniel said about Jalen Hurts here. Chase Daniel, of course, former Eagle quarterback. He was critical of Hurts and why he thinks he has turned the corner. Anthony in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
What's going on, you guys? How you doing?
Hey, what's Anthony. On, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Hugh, I feel bad, man. I got to buy you some new balances now, man. I feel bad, you know?
Why?
I said something about your college kicks yesterday, man.
you talking about my running shoes? No, man. I like, you know, if Joe knows this, sometimes the ones that are worn, broken in, those are the better ones because it's hard to break in a new pair of running shoes.
Yeah,
man.
It is.
It just because it's rough on your feet, and I don't wear socks.
So even when you run?
I don't wear them, so it's a little different.
Didn't you get blisters? I would. I gotta wear socks.
Now he's laughing.
Little sock talk?
Yeah, little sock talk.
Anthony, the picture Hugh posted yesterday, those running shoes you had on, they've seen better. Jason, today's look nicer.
Yeah. No, today's was nice, man. I told him, man, I'm proud of you, man. Today's was nice.
No, it's just, like, to be honest, I have a bunch of different running shoes, and I keep them to the bitter end. I probably do need to throw them away, but I had them for a while, so I just, you know, picked the first ones I saw.
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. It is what it is. Hey, yo, the hell with the Sixers, man. Forget them. They need to throw the whole season away. James Harden said Daryl Morey is a liar. Now, James Harden wasn't lying about that. And anyway, on to the Eagles, man. I believe that the team got a great vibe, a great aura around them right now. As Jalen. And they like this good energy that they receive, and I hope and I believe that they want to keep it up. So they'll be back to playing good football, man. They miss us loving and embracing them. They miss the love here, man. So them guys start playing better for us.
Well, Jalen's playing a lot better. I mean, the last few weeks, Anthony, good phone call. No turnovers since the bye. 0 turnovers the month of October. He was great on Sunday. It's just expecting that play, what we saw Sunday the rest of the season, that is a lot. So, how about Anthony getting on you for your running shoes?
Yeah, he's not the only one.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, bro, those
they
running
old.
Shoes
they
better
look beat
days.
Up, yeah.
But they're comfortable.
I know.
You know how it is. They're comfortable.
Today's looked a little bit more.
Yeah, they're not as worn.
Well, I think people were a little surprised because you're a shoe guy.
Yeah, but it's like running shoes.
I know, they're different.
Yeah, it's different with running shoes.
Let's go to Rob Adelko. Then we'll hear from Chase Daniel here. Rob Adelko, what's up, buddy?
Joe, Hugh, Kyle, what's up, fellas?
What's going on,
Rob?
Man.
Good morning. Listen, I'm going to end with the Eagles, but I want to start with the Sixers because I got to unload. You know, listen, they're up there with me with the Birds, Joe. Like, I grew up loving basketball. My dad was a basketball coach. I grew up loving basketball. And I'm going to sound like you're a hypocrite, Hugh, because I'm still going to watch them after I say what I'm going to say. Oh, I'm ready for them to set, Joe. I'm ready to start all over, Joe. I mean, why would we give it? You said it. So, Hugh, I'm going to take the words out of your mouth. You're like, you know, $190 something million
for a man with
years,
a degenerative
right?
knee.
For a man with a crackling pop knee.
Crunchy knee.
You know what I mean? Call what you want. I mean, Joe, what are we doing here? I mean, what are we going to do? Is just prolong this for another? What do we have now? 4 or 5 more years? Because that's a 3-year extension. What do you have, a year or two left, Joe, on his prior deal?
I think it was 2. I think he had 2 years left.
All right, so we got him for 5 years. Yeah. Another 5 years. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I would rather, and people might say it's crazy, but why would we do that? I'd rather start from scratch now and see where I'm at in 5 years and to go on with this charade. To go on with this circus for another 5 years. I wish people would stand outside the Wells Fargo Center and just start holding signs up to Josh Harris, like, just to get him out of here. Sell the team. You know what I mean? Like, the guy's a moron. You know, he's I can't say what I want to say on the air, but you get the point. Like, I mean, I'm so frustrated. I'm embarrassed, Joe, to be a Sixers fan. I really am embarrassed to be a Sixers fan.
Well, then on top of it, Robbie, like, it's one thing to make a bad decision. It's one thing to sign a player who's injured, but they've lied to everyone for 3 weeks now, and now it's all coming out, and they look ridiculous.
And they gave him some more money.
Yeah, and on top of that, they gave him more money.
I mean, what are we doing here? And Joe, I'm sick of it, Joe. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of this whole charade. It's like a soap opera. You know what I mean? It's like when I rush home from high school and want to watch General Hospital. It's like a soap opera with these guys back in the day. You know what I mean? It's just an ongoing soap opera, and I'm embarrassed to be a Sixers fan. But you know what, Hugh? I'm still going to watch them because it's my team. You know, it sounds hypocritical, but I just don't know what else to do.
Are you excited to watch the Tobias Harris return to Philadelphia tonight?
Oh, man, that's who I want to go back. If I could reincarnate myself, I'd want to be Tobias Harris. Absolutely.
They need to give him a standing ovation.
Don't even joke. Don't you even joke.
And with the Birds guys, Joe, I don't think the way Hurts is playing is an MVP level. I think he's playing at a good level. So I do expect him to play this well for the rest of the year. I don't think what he's doing is so extraordinary that he can't replicate it for most of the year. I think he's playing very well, but I don't think he's playing out of his mind very well. So that's why I feel he should play this well, the way he's playing now, for the rest of the year.
Well, then they're going to win a lot of games, Rob. Rob, we appreciate it. I mean, I don't think it was like the best quarterback play we've ever seen, but he was 80% completion and he had 4 total touchdowns. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, that's he does that again and again. His name will start to be in the MVP talk. I mean, that's just the reality of it. All right, Chase Daniel, he was critical of Jalen Hurts last week. Let's listen to him, why he said, you know, Hurts is turning the corner. What does he notice in the former NFL quarterback?
I was trying to figure out why he acted in the NFC.
I think he's right. I mean, I think people hear that and they think, well, less because they don't trust him. I think the reality is they're a better team if he doesn't have to throw the ball 35 times.
Yeah, that's a winning formula. You can play football like that. That was the formula when they went to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't throw it as much. His stat line was eerily similar, and I always say this. It was eerily similar to Marcus Mariota's stat line when he was in Atlanta. But the results were totally different.
Well, and look, if you throw 2 or 3 touchdowns in the first half, you could almost take the second half off, right? You could just hand the ball off, run the clock out. You don't have to throw for 4 quarters if you're winning. Some of those plays Jalen made on Sunday, he put the Bengals away. Him and the defense put the Bengals away early, and it changed the game. Let's go to Alex in South Jersey. What's up, Alex?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good, Alex. What's up, buddy?
Not too much. Just wanted to say shout-out Hugh. I was listening to the what him and Ike did with Cooper at Chickies and Pete's, and love that segment.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, no problem. It's one of the 2 reasons why I'm feeling good about the Eagles again. One, that secondary linebacker core, haven't felt like we've had players on those sides that have been that exciting in a while. So loving that, and then Jalen again. So, and that's the thing with Jalen, is that I feel like he is just a really good football player, not just quarterback, but leader, football player. You know, what he can do with his legs is still underrated, I feel like. And I'm feeling good about him right now.
Yeah, well, Alex, it's interesting with his legs, because there have been moments the last 2 years where it doesn't look quite the same as it did when he was younger. But then he has those games where it's almost like he's got that old fastball back, you know, in his legs. I thought he had it against Atlanta. And Sunday, Alex, when he made the decision to run, he had some burst on Sunday. He looked like the old Jalen run the football.
When he made that turn around the edge there,
yep,
and didn't even get touched getting in the end zone, I don't think there's many quarterbacks in the league that can do that. And then kind of, I feel like, shocked the lineman a little bit, too, with how fast he got around that corner. So if he can keep, you know, making less mistakes, you know, less interceptions, you know, he's a winner. And, you know, I think, you know, the camaraderie he's helping build around the team is just going to go a long way.
Yeah, and they're in a good place right now. Alex, we appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I said last year it looked like Jalen lost a step with his legs. And then he probably hurt last year, right? He had the knee issue.
Yeah.
He looks a little bit spryer right now. Plus, he has the power. There's not many quarterbacks that can power run.
He's
like
in a good space. He's in a good space right now. And that's what I see. That's what I hear from him. And that's important. You know, what they say, you look good, you play good.
Mm.
And right now, he's feeling good. He's feeling real good about himself, you know, so just keep it going. I don't think it's that hard to do what I'm expecting him to do. I really don't.
I mean, get the ball 80% to the playmakers. Completion?
Yeah, get the ball to the playmakers. That's
a high bar.
Simple. Simple is better, but it's
four TDs. Offense,
but the offense looks simple.
I know.
It looks more fluid. So that's what I mean when I say just keep it simple.
I also think it's worth noting that the defenses they play the next few weeks aren't very good. I mean, Dallas's defense is not very good
this
season.
Tomato cans.
Jacksonville's defense, not very good this season. Washington is more of an offensive team than a defensive team. Same thing with the Rams. The Ravens' defense, not great. They're more of an offensive team. Like, Jalen should be able to – this offense, not just Jalen, but Jalen should be able to put up numbers the next month. We'll see how much they win, and if they win three of them, four of them, five of them, but they should be able to put up some numbers the next month here. 215-592-9494. We'll get some phone calls up next segment. Plus, the Nick Sirianni press conference will carry it in full at around 12:10. Do you expect the Jalen Hurts we saw Sunday for the rest of the season? And if you're upset with the Sixers.
Hey, yo, the hell with the Sixers, man.
Join the club, get in, and you can react to the, a lot. Shams' report, the $100,000 fine. Nick Nurse obviously had it up to here with what he's got to trot out there every day. And the report from The Athletic that Joel Embiid does have a condition in his knee. They didn't think it was stable enough to play just last week. It's a lot, as usual, with the Sixers. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon to ground pork and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo dip or bacon wrapped tater tots and bring the flavor to your party. This week